This is Jordan Sekulow in Washington, D.C. President Obama makes a very controversial power grab.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
I'm joined by somebody you might recognize, Richard Cordray. Today, I'm appointing Richard as America's consumer watchdog. And I refuse to take no for an answer.
I do think it was very intemperate and arrogant and irresponsible, and I do think it will damage the likelihood that the President and Congress could work together on other things that we need to work on, including nominations for the good of the country. The President seems to have given up on that and is now full-time campaigning and does appear to be giving up on governing.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
So what he's basically done is, I'm above the rules, the President of the United States says. I can do whatever I want when the people demand my action. Boy, that sounds a lot less like America and a lot more like some banana republic.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Hey, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. A lot to talk about. Politics, of course, we get close to New Hampshire and then South Carolina, but also this move by President Obama. Some are calling it a recess appointment, which is not controversial so much. I mean, it's constitutional power of a president to do so. Others are saying, wait. There's been no recess in the U.S. Senate. You can't make this kind of an appointment. This has to do with the U.S. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which has been very controversial since it kind of came out of the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform Bill, and three appointments to the National Labor Relations Board, which, when we're getting closer and closer to the South Carolina primary, you know about the controversy there with the NLRB and the plant situation. Yeah. This is another very controversial issue here by President Obama, but I'm seeing a lot of misinformation. If you're watching the news, they kept saying, well, President Bush did this, you know, over 100 times, so what's the big deal? The big deal is this is there's no recess.
Well, here's the thing. A, there's no recess, which is a huge deal here. That's number one. Number two, the Constitution has specific provisions that state in Article 2, Section 2, that you got advice and consent of the Senate. That's required. And then if there's a recess, you can make a recess appointment. However, A, there is no real recess here. And B, if you look at the NLRB, which someone's saying, well, what's the NLRB? How significant is that? National Labor Relations Board. It's killing our economy. One of the individuals that the president put forward, he just nominated him 3 weeks ago. There hasn't even been hearings yet. He argued at the Supreme Court of the United States. Are you ready for this, folks? That illegal immigrants should be entitled to back wages. This is what he was arguing. He argued that an illegal immigrant would be entitled to an award of back pay. That was the position that he advocated. And that was the person that the president has now put forward and now put through a recess appointment. This is an unconstitutional power grab of huge, huge order. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. Than Bennett's in the studio in Washington. Than, quickly here, give us a sense of what's going on. We'll get more detail with Congress on this. How are they feeling about this?
It's going to be a huge fight, Jay, because they want to preserve the powers that are granted to them under Article 1, Section 5 of the Constitution, which says that there is not a recess of Congress unless they've been adjourned for 3 days. That has not happened here, Jay. That's the big difference between when this happened under previous administrations and what happened this week. This is going to be a big fight.
It's a big fight because when you have a recess, you can make a recess appointment, but there has to be a recess here. There is no recess. Folks, this is why I want to encourage you. Everybody that's listening to this broadcast right now, go to your phones right now and get the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights. We call it Foundations of Freedom. Our Constitution is being shredded by the president right before our eyes right this moment. Here's the number. Get your free copy. This is exactly why you have to know what's going on and how your government works. Foundations of Freedom, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. An unbelievable power grab by the President of the United States. And I want you, the American people, to be informed on how our government works. That's why everybody needs to get Foundations of Freedom, 877-989-2255. You can also get information. We have a lot of information posted at aclj.org. But again, 877-989-2255 for the Constitution.
The U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Gettysburg Address, vital documents, all part of the foundations of freedom in America. Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
If you have not yet ordered a copy of our great booklet we put together called Foundations of Freedom, I want to encourage you to do so. We're going to use that as almost like a textbook on this broadcast. These are the kind of the foundational documents for American law, and it's something that everybody really needs to have, and it's our gift to you. It's absolutely free. I want to encourage you to call our toll-free number to get your copy of Foundations of Freedom.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we want you to have a free copy of the Foundations of Freedom. Call right now. Toll free at 1-877-989-2255. Get your free copy, The Foundations of Freedom. Call toll free 877-989-2255.
Foundations of Freedom, it's absolutely free. You need to call and get your copy today.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're looking at a shredding of the United States Constitution here, and this is of a pretty big significance. In fact, I've got some of our lawyers I've just called into our radio studio that I want to get some more work on this done. Folks, what we've got is the President of the United States is making a recess appointment, but his own Solicitor General has said that there is not a recess in the opinion of the Solicitor General of the United States has to be longer than 3 days. And, Than, let's be very clear. We've had these two very controversial appointments to the NRB. We've got a very controversial appointment to the Consumer Protection Agency. And we don't have 3 days of recess here.
That's absolutely correct. It's clearly spelled out under Article 1, Section 5 of the Constitution that the House and the Senate have to be in recess for 3 days for these appointments to happen. And, Jay, it's not only President Obama that subscribes to this. It was Senator Obama in 2007 and 2008 as well. This is not just a Republican tactic. In fact, Democrats used it to block George W. Bush's appointments first. This is a tactic that they came up with. They said that we're going to go into session for 3 days, every 3 days, to make sure that this doesn't happen. The president stopped making recess appointments when they did that because it was a constitutional power granted to the Congress. What President Obama has done this week is different because Congress has been in session and he's made these appointments anyway.
Go ahead, Jordan.
Yeah, well, I was going to say we get to some phone calls as well. I think John from Oregon on line four sets the stage well because a couple of the GOP presidential candidates have said similar remarks. John, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, fellas, first of all, just God bless you guys, and thank you for the work you do. I get on your petitions as often as I can.
Great.
And so my question, maybe I'm ignorant, the phrasing that our president used in the statement you guys aired just a few minutes ago, is that this fellow he's appointing will be a consumer watchdog. I mean, my question is, I mean, is this some kind of communist micromanaging?
Well, let me tell you the act here. We have a Consumer Protection Agency in the United States. What the power grab here that makes it look dictatorial is the fact that the Congress is not in recess. And under the Constitution, for a recess appointment to take place, it has to be in recess. And that's not the case right now, number one. Number two, the NRB appointments, John, were just made 3 weeks ago, 10 days before Christmas. There's been no calls for hearing. You see recess appointment when you see filibustering and these kind of things. That's not what's happening here. This is a shredding of the Constitution as we know it, and the media, frankly, is getting it wrong. They're making these comparisons to President Bush. It's incorrect. When there was 3 days or less of recess, there was no appointments that were deemed appropriate by the Bush administration be done in a recess fashion, period. And that was the fact of the matter.
I wanted to play this soundbite because I really want to get your opinion on this, Dad. Think about this coming from the President of the United States, not a czar, not a king, not an emperor, just the President of the United States with constitutional authority, a lot of it, but limits. Byte 18, President Obama today.
And I refuse to take no for an answer.
I mean, Dad, right there, Congress can tell the president no.
By the way, President, and I don't know if we have this soundbite, but President Obama opposed the nomination in a recess appointment of Ambassador Bolton. John Bolton. I don't know if we have that one. If not, we're going to get it. I'll play that before the end of the broadcast if we can get it. But, folks, here's what's going on. This is an attack on the Constitution of the United States. And you need to understand, that's why when we started offering it, we always do this in January, we offer you our foundations of freedom. Here's why. You need to understand what is actually at stake here. And what is at stake is the Constitution of the United States and a power grab by the president that is unprecedented. And it's, well, you're saying, well, the NLRB, how significant is it? It's huge. In fact, if you live in South Carolina, you almost didn't get a Boeing manufacturing plant because of the NLRB. And the guy that he appoints argued on behalf of the NLRB's decision to award back pay to an illegal immigrant. An argument, by the way, that was rejected by the Supreme Court of the United States. The other nominee, so that's Mr. Block, Griffin, comes from the International Union of Operating Engineers, and he fought specifically against open and fair union elections. That's who's been appointed. So the Constitution's being shredded under our watch here. But you know what we've got to do? We've got to know what's in the Constitution. So again, let me encourage you, go to your phones and get a copy of Foundations of Freedom. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or you can get it at aclj.org. But you need to call and get that information, folks. Again, 877-989-2255. So you know what the president's up to here. By the way, if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110.
You know, we got a couple of the comments coming in. We played Rick Santorum. I want to read another statement he made at Mitt Romney as well, the two kind of leading conservative voices right now for the GOP nomination, both weighing in this morning on President Obama's decision here to make an unprecedented power move here. Liberals are loving it, folks, because it's the president saying, you can't tell me no anymore. Here's Mitt Romney said, President Obama's Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is perhaps the most powerful and unaccountable bureaucracy in the history of our nation, headed by a powerful and unaccountable bureaucrat with unprecedented authority over the economy. Instead of working with Congress to fix the flaws in this new bureaucracy, the president is declaring that he refuses to take no for an answer and circumventing Congress to appoint a new administrator. This action represents Chicago-style politics at its worst and is precisely what then-Senator Obama claimed would be the wrong thing to do. Dad, talking about the recess appointments you were mentioning. Rick Santorum, I hope the Senate has the backbone to shut the Senate down and say, you will repeal these nominees or we're doing nothing. Someone needs to stand up and say, enough, Mr. President. You are not the emperor. And I think this statement, Dad, of President Obama saying, I refuse to take no for an answer, this is why we have a separation of powers, because we can tell leaders no.
And, you know, I'm reading, by the way, if you have Foundations of Freedom, I want you to read page 23 of our booklet. It talks about the president shall have the power to appoint with the advice and consent of Senate, and it talks about ambassadors, public ministers, councils, judges, and other officers. We're talking about officers here whose appointments are not here and otherwise provided for and shall be established by law, and it's with the advice and consent of the Senate. It says the president shall have the power to fill up all vacancies that may happen during the recess of the Senate. Now, the Solicitor General of the United States says the recess appointment power can work in a recess, but our office position is that it has to be longer than 3 days to constitute a recess, and that is where you have a constitutional showdown. There is not been, and Stan, be very clear here, has there been a three-day recess?
Jay, both the House and the Senate have been gaveling in every 3 days specifically to block this move, and it's a power that they have under the Constitution.
So you've got a constitutional showdown here, folks, that is hugely significant. And I, again, implore you to get educated. Go to aclj.org. We're going to have a lot of information up about this on the website this afternoon. We're going to be issuing a formal statement about this as well as a blog posting. We're going to get a press release out on this. We're going to get you notified. We're going to let you know how you can take action on this tomorrow. But right now what you need to do is get the Constitution so you're familiar with this. Here's the number, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Then I'm thinking that tomorrow what we may do is start a petition drive to make sure Congress stays firm on this, because the president, that statement from the president, I'm not going to do it. The answer is no. As if he's the king of the United States, he's not. He's the elected president of the United States. He's not the king.
Absolutely, and I think that's a great idea, Jay. And this is not just Republicans. This should be Democrats as well, because, listen, this is a separation of powers issue. And if this president can do it, then future presidents can do it. And Democrats that are in the House and the Senate should stand up and say, listen, we like you, Mr. President, but this is a power that the Constitution gives to us. You cannot take it from us, and we will not let you take it from us. This is not a partisan issue.
All right, let's go right back to the phones, Jordan.
Yeah, let's go to Liz, calling from California on line four. Liz, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, and your work. And I do have a question about what can we do to stop this? I'm just a simple little person, but what can I do to stop this?
Well, Jordan and Than, let's talk about this, because this brings up the question. This has just really gotten to the attention in the last couple of days. We were waiting to see if the president was going to back down. Apparently he's not. So I think we're going to have an organized effort. Jordan and Than, your thoughts?
Yeah, I just want to say this, and it's something we're going to focus on my show today as well, Dad, in the third segment with Than. Again, I want to make sure all of our listeners today, tomorrow we can activate. Today, you need to be able to feel comfortable enough to explain this to your friends and family or at the dinner table tonight. Why, when the news says, well, President Bush made over 100 recess appointments, they put the graphic up that President Obama's done 32, why this is not the same thing. And if we can get to that point today, Dad, tomorrow we can activate. People will start really understanding why this power grab is not only controversial. You've got a president of the United States just months before an election saying, I refuse to take no for an answer anymore. Hey, the people elected Congress. If they want to say no to you and it's in their purview, they get to say no, Mr. President.
Well, and the president could have waited then for a real recess to do a recess appointment.
He could. Jordan is exactly right. When this happened in 2007 and 2008, and Senator Reid and Senator Obama did this exact thing to stop the president, there were conservatives that wanted the president to continue making these appointments. He said no. He said the Constitution does not allow me to do it. The Senate has stepped in, and I will respect the Constitution and stand down. President Obama has done exactly the opposite.
All right, Jordan, let's try to get we don't have time for another call before the break. We will do that when we come back. Folks, again, Jordan, give everybody the number. Let's get the Constitution into everybody's hand. Today's the Education Day. Tomorrow's the Action Day.
It's all right there in the U.S. Constitution, Article 2. You got Article 1. We're going to go through it. You need to be able to explain this, or else this issue will bypass you, folks. You got to get educated. Call now. Get your copy of The Foundations of Freedom. This is a day to get yourself educated on the Constitution, and who knows what else is coming. 877-989-2255. Call now. Get your free copy. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org. The U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Gettysburg Address, vital documents, all part of the foundations of freedom in America. Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
If you have not yet ordered a copy of our great booklet we put together called Foundations of Freedom, I want to encourage you to do so. We're going to use that as almost like a textbook on this broadcast. These are the kind of the foundational documents for American law, and it's something that everybody really needs to have, and it's our gift to you. It's absolutely free. I want to encourage you to call our toll-free number to get your copy of Foundations of Freedom.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we want you to have a free copy of the Foundations of Freedom. Call right now. Toll free at 1-877-989-2255. Get your free copy, The Foundations of Freedom. Call toll free 877-989-2255.
Foundations of Freedom. It's absolutely free. You need to call and get your copy today.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. Let's do this, Jordan and Thin. Let's explain the crisis that the country, a lot of people are listening to the broadcast and I say, what crisis? I thought we were talking about caucuses and primaries. We've got a constitutional showdown going on in Washington right now, folks, that is really unprecedented.
That's right. You've got the President of the United States very basically saying, I'm making these appointments. I'm going to call them recess appointments, which he has authority to do under Article 2, Section 2 of the Constitution, Clause 3 there, the final sentence, Clause 3. You can then read right there that you can do a recess appointment. That's okay, except for the Senate hasn't recessed since the last year of the Bush administration because Senate Democrats, led by the late Robert Byrd, who was kind of a self-described constitutional scholar and procedural scholar on parliamentary procedure, said, hey, we can stop President Bush from doing recess appointments by staying in session. So we can do these pro forma is what it's called. We'll stay in session, but we're not really having to do work full time. So since the Bush administration's last year in office, and President Bush did not do this. He made recess appointments. He never, once the Senate started doing this, led by Democrats, that was it. No more recess appointments from President Bush. President Obama, the first president in U.S. history to make this move.
All right, let's do this. Let's go to the phones. We got a lot of calls coming in. Again, folks, get the Constitution, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Get it while we still have it. In play here in the United States, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org, and we will have a lot of information posted on the website this afternoon. It is a new year, and we've got a new constitutional crisis.
Kathy calling from New York on line 3. Kathy, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Kathy.
Republican leaders have to communicate and explain to our younger voters that this is not normal. Divided government is supposed to be divided government for checks and balances. Just like what meaning, because Obama keeps saying, well, it's the Republicans in Congress that will not let me do anything. We've got to go out and say this is normal because have divided government when one party's in power and the other party isn't. See what I'm saying? The younger voters.
Well, let me tell you what we're doing right now. What we said we're doing today is we're explaining what this, because it's not easy for people to understand. You're talking about the National Labor Relations Board. You're talking about, the Consumer Protection Agency. Jordan, the red states yesterday said, well, if a president could do that, it was pretty funny. It was actually a nice compliment. What was I don't have the exact quote with me, but.
It basically said, if President Obama can do this when it comes to these brand new bureaus, the Consumer Protection Bureau that has never had, it's never worked, so we don't know exactly how much power, but it certainly, as Mitt Romney said, this has the most power. It's the least accountable. It's very controversial, part of the Dodd-Frank financial bill, that if a President Obama can do this, why can't a Republican president in the future recess appoint Jay Sekulow to the U.S. Supreme Court, even if they never go into recess because of this procedure that was put together by Democrats? And I think that's where you have to look at it. We're not saying it's okay for conservatives and not okay for President Obama. It's never been done before. President Bush did not do this. He did make recess appointments. And it's clear, Article 2, Section 2, Clause 3 of the U.S. Constitution, you can do that absolutely fine. This is not what's happening right now. And it all ties back to a policy put forward and a strategy, Dad, put forward by Senate Democrats led by Robert Byrd in the final year or so of the Bush administration. And when it happened, as controversial as that was, that was it. President Bush did not make another appointment.
And the fact of the matter is, they're not in recess. And Dan, I keep saying that, and we're going to keep repeating that. They're not in recess. All right, let's grab another phone call.
Yeah, let's go to Nick calling from New York on line 5. Nick, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Nick.
Jay, hi. Just a quick thing. First of all, I'm saying no to President Obama. We're the people. We say no. And I'm hoping that when November comes along, we're all going to say no. We're going to have a conservative in there. But what my question, the question is, what is the Congress doing about this to stop this man?
Well, Than, what is the? Let me tell you, we're going to organize an effort starting tomorrow on this. But Than, what is the congressional reaction? You're talking to the staffers at the Hill right now. What's the our situation here?
Yeah, it's all starting to come out now, Jay. But I've seen very strong statements from Speaker Boehner, Whip McCarthy, the chairman of the RSC, Jim Jordan. I know the minority leader in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, has come out as well. One of the things I'm trying to do, though, Jay, is get Democrats to speak out on this, because this is not just a Republican versus Democrat issue. This is a separation of powers issue. issue. And no matter what party you're with, you should be outraged that the president is trying to usurp all of this authority to himself. So over the next day or two, we're going to try to build this into a bipartisan effort that focuses on Article 1 versus Article 2 powers.
Let me say this also. Let's try to get a member of Congress on in the next day or two to discuss this. I think that will be important. But, folks, again, direct action is necessary, but so is direct education. You get Foundations of Freedom because it's on page 23, 24 of our booklet. Talks about this. Here's the number, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. It is time to fight back, and we're going to do just that. 877-989-2255.
Bob calling from California online too. Bob, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
And appreciate all that you folks do there. Question. Since this recess appointment is contrary or in violation of the Constitution, why cannot a member of Congress or a private citizen file a lawsuit and have it fast-tracked to the Supreme Court?
Well, you don't get a fast-track to the Supreme Court on these, but ultimately a decision like this would be decided by the Supreme Court of the United States, and members may take action. Individual citizens may or may not have standing. We're looking at all of those issues right now, but it is the House itself that determines, Stan, their rules.
Absolutely. Article 1, Section 5 specifically says each House may determine the rules of its proceedings. They have done so in this case, Jay. They've been gaveling in to prevent these nominations, and the president didn't amend them anyway. And let me just say one thing. When this new Consumer Protection Agency issues a rule, it's going to impact somebody, Jay. And I have to tell you, I think you're going to see private citizen suits as soon as that happens. But that does take a little bit of time.
Here's what you've got. Page 10. This is page 10 of Foundations of Freedom, Section 5, as Stan just said and just quoted it. It's right there in this booklet. Folks, get educated on this. It's your Constitution, our Constitution, that's at stake. Nobody should – how do you defend it if you don't know what's in it? So you need to have it. We're making this available. Here's the number, 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Jordan, what are you going to be discussing on your broadcast today?
We're going to be talking about this with Than Bennett. Ralph Reed from Faith and Freedom Coalition is on. This is a big day in politics, but also, Dad, my goal today and tonight, people, I want you to be able to sit down and explain this to your friends and family, because the news, I've been watching it all morning, Dad, and they have never really made the distinction. A couple of people for 1 minute at a time tried to, but they really have not made the distinction between a Bush recess appointment and some of the Obama recess appointments and this. And what I keep saying is, well, then why is this controversial? And it's controversial because it's never happened before. I want people to be able to explain the difference, and I think that's the goal. They need to look at their U.S. Constitution. They need to get the Foundations of Freedom. So I hope they continue to listen to the Jordan Sekulow show after your show, Dad, because we're going to really, again, get into how you can explain this to your friends and family tonight.
If you don't get Jordan's program, go to aclj.org. You can listen online or jordansekulow.com. Of course, it's on a lot of stations as well as SiriusXM. A couple things I want you to do as we close the broadcast out. A lot of you called in yesterday about our new ACLJ wireless service. You'll be able to get text messages for things just like this. We got a great deal for you. And you know what? As a thank you to all of our friends and members, we're giving you 3 months of free service. Here's the number if you want to get that ACLJ wireless, 1-800-311-2380. That's 1-800-311-2380. Again, 800-311-2380. If you want Foundations of Freedom, aclj.org or 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org. We're going to have a lot of information posted there this afternoon. We'll be on top of this, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.